Earlier this week, hockey fans hoped that the Czech national team had finally found its legs in a 7-0 drubbing of Norway. But that was as good as things would get. Although the Czechs avoided the embarrassment of an early exit and made the quarterfinal, they again faced tournament's biggest surprise this year, the Swiss, and were defeated. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Players and staff of the Czech national hockey team obviously will not look back at this year's tournament fondly. With the exception of Wednesday's blitz against Norway, there was precious little to feel good about. Losses to Canada and Sweden, less than inspiring performances against Slovenia and Denmark, and no major scalps. Instead, it was the Czech squad that was upended not once but twice by the Swiss national team, something considered unlikely at best just a few weeks ago. If the latter are a team reinvented, the Czechs, critics have suggested, are the opposite, a shadow of teams that preceded it. Coach Alois Hadamčík admits this year things went largely south.
If I compare it to the tournaments last year and the year before, when we beat the United States and also Sweden, we obviously can't be happy with how things worked out. Right now, I can't really think about what-ifs. It simply wasn't our day. Members of the team were well prepared and we had good players and they did their best. But the whole season was tough. We had injuries and the result was not the one we wanted.
The coach also said he understood that he and the team would come under criticism. Whereas in past years the squad was praised for clinching medals, this year will be the opposite and not without justification. The Czech team coach again.
As the coach, I am responsible along with players for the results, so I expect we will come under fire. Unfortunately, we can't change anything now. We will have to begin thinking about the next big tournament, the Winter Olympics. We will have to think about who to name to the roster, but that is still far off. The new NHL season will be on when we consider these questions, and we will have to look at who is on the injury list and how things have developed.
Some have already said that Hadamčík should be let go, something not at all likely to happen, as until now most have been happy with his leadership. On Friday, the president of the Czech Ice Hockey Association, Tomáš Král, said that he understood fans' disappointment, but made clear in his view that calls for the coach's head were unwarranted. As for the Czech team, the squad officially finishes in seventh spot in the standings, a single point ahead of former federation partners, Slovakia.
That was Jan Wellinger.